This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum. By now, most of you have seen the viral video of the cat jumping on the Muslim imam leading the Ramadan prayers. For those of you who haven't, let's go ahead and take a look, come back, derive some benefits, and then I got a free gift for you at the end. Some volunteers helping us to get these pews out.
With the hard work of Eddie, this is more than just a masjid that's being built. This is more than just another da'wah center.
So we transforming this from people worshiping the creation to worshiping the Creator.
Allah bless your efforts, Eddie.
The first thing I want to point out, it's quite a difference in the way the mainstream media has portrayed the Muslims. It's nice for the mainstream media to show the kind side here, like you're seeing here with the cat. And one point to note is that in Islam, there are people who are actually literally going to the hellfire for abusing animals and granted paradise for showing kindness to animals, such as cats and dogs. I bet you didn't know that. Now, if that's for animals, imagine how much more kindness is emphasized towards human beings. Now, the next question is, what was he reciting in the prayer? The answer is he was reciting the Quran, the verbatim words of God Almighty, the Creator, Allah. And it's amazing how Allah, the Almighty, used the cat to deliver this, just like I'm doing here with you right now. If you didn't know, he was reciting Surah 6 of the Quran, chapter 6 of the Quran, called an Anam, ayah or verse 147 to 149. In those verses, Allah is talking about those who took partners alongside with Allah and the Tawheed, the pure monotheism. And I'd love for you to read those verses in details and others that came before and after that. And that's why I want you to hang around, because I'm going to give you this gift at the end. Now, the Quran has roughly about 3% of it that deals with the commands, prohibitions, punishments. But the majority of the Quran teaches ethics, the relationship between God Almighty and His creation with you, the purpose of life, why you've been created, why you're here. Is it just about sleep, eat, make some money, and die? Are you just like an animal, or is there more to you? Morality, the hereafter, paradise, hellfire, detailed descriptions, the history of previous nations that passed before us, how to be successful in this life and the next, signs and proofs that establish that indeed this Quran is from the Creator of the heavens and earth and not man-made like other religions.
The embryo in the Quran cannot be based on scientific knowledge in the seventh century. Most of them were not discovered until the 20th century. These facts could only have been revealed to Muhammad by the one known who knows all about us.
And all this in a book that was compiled over a span of 23 years during the life of the last and final messenger sent to mankind, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. It is indeed a miracle for the one who approaches it sincerely, asking the Creator of heavens and earth for guidance, examines the book, and I want to give it to you as a gift. The English translation, you can go to thedeanshow.com, get your free copy from me to you. And if you have any other questions, call this number. You want to know what Islam is? Does Islam oppress women? Jihad? All of the other terms that you've heard out there, that have been thrown out there, and you're confused. You've been misled by much of the hate propaganda, a lot of the hate provocateurs, a lot of the lies and misconceptions that are out there. You've been affected by it, but you've been led to us here. So go ahead and call 1-800-662-4752, 1-800-662-ISLAM. Tell them Eddie sent you and ask your questions. Don't be shy. And we'll see you next time here on The Dean Show. Don't forget to hit that notification bell. Subscribe if you haven't already. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله
Bring take Sammy aside, give him a tour of the D Center.
So we transforming this from people worshiping the creation to worshiping the Creator.
Allah bless your efforts, Eddie.
How you doing, brother?
All right, so as you can see, we're getting to work and we need your support. So go ahead and help us to get this where it's top notch, inshallah.